Hey, listen, I get why you didn't pick up. Caller IDs, totally a thing. And who picks up for numbers they don't recognize nowadays? So I'm not going to take it personally or anything, but I really think you should pick up next time. It's just, you know what? It doesn't matter. We'll talk about it soon. Bye. All right, I'm starting to think maybe I didn't leave enough information when I called because I've tried again a few times and, it just doesn't seem to matter the hour, day, or night. You never pick up. I don't think you understand just how embarrassing this is right now. I really thought. Fuck, dude, I really thought you'd remember my voice. Like, this is kind of fucked up. I even used our thing. Like, okay, so on my first day of work, you saw my Zelda wallet and pointed it out. And then the next day, instead of saying hi, I said, hey, listen. And you laughed and you called me Navi. Remember? I mean, it was a few years ago and you did quit a week later, but. I just assumed you'd remember my voice. I'd really like to talk. I need you to pick up. Please pick up. I said, please. What more do you want? I get it. I get it. I called too many times, or I called back too soon, or maybe. No. You've got to be fucking kidding me. You pick up and hang up on me before I even finish saying hello. I don't know what you want. Why can't you just talk to me like a human being for 2 minutes? I went through all this work to find you, and you won't even give me that much. I know you're better than that. That's why I keep giving you chances to pick up the phone. Oh, you must really think so little of me. I know what a burner phone is. I can do this as many times as it takes, and I will, but it hurts. It hurts that you think blocking my number would stop me, that I'd be lazy enough or stupid enough or untrue enough to walk away. You're underestimating me again. Maybe that's why you won't pick up. Maybe you just don't understand how much I need you, what I would do for you, what I've done for you. I spent months trying to find you after you quit. I never got your last name, and nobody else would tell me anything. Just days into my new job, and suddenly everybody thinks I'm this weirdo because I asked if they knew your address. It's not that fucking weird to want to give somebody a goodbye present. I don't understand, but whatever. Eventually, I managed to find you on Facebook through a friend of a friend of a friend of one of those coworkers. It would have gone faster if I hadn't quit a couple weeks later, but. I kept seeing your shadow in every corner of the building, these little echoes of you that weren't enough. Also, it took so fucking long because you moved halfway across the country. You never told your Navi that you were moving. 5 days working together, and it never occurred to you to say a word. Anyways, I found you. I found you. I found you. Seeing your face for the first time in months, right there on my computer screen. So close and so far. I stared at your pictures all night long. I mean, I stare at them every night, honestly. And most of your stuff is set to friends only, but there was this one picture of you smiling. While you're leaning over a counter, and that one's my favorite. I I don't know how many times I've touched myself to it. And I'm not really good with computers, by the way, but I am good with my mouth. So I ended up blowing this guy I know who's like hacker tier. I don't know how he did it, but he got me the logins to some of your accounts. Facebook was nice. I went and saved every picture of you I could find. Oh, and I did delete a few girls from your friends list. Just like, I don't know, the ones I thought might be a bad influence. Oh, I don't think you've noticed. Your Google Drive, though. That almost broke me. I love, love, love that you're confident enough to upload your nudes onto there, but have some mercy. That fucking cock. I just keep thinking about how it would look in my tiny little hands. Your cum spilling over my fingers and down my wrists. I swear, I'm going to make myself drool if I keep talking about it, but I can't help myself. Your cock is what I see when I close my eyes. I memorized every detail you've been generous enough to share. Unfortunately, that same Google Drive made something else abundantly clear. You'd already found yourself a new Navi out there. Maybe that should have been the first sign that you're under the very incorrect impression that I am replaceable. And it took me 2 years to teach you otherwise. Now, I don't blame her for taking so long to break up with you. I mean, you're fucking perfect. She literally had no reason to leave. However, I did have access to all those nudes, and you know, Photoshop's not that hard when you just pay a fucking professional. So, after sending her admittedly fake pictures of you cheating on her again and again and again, well, eventually she had to believe the anonymous benefactor emailing her monthly evidence of your dark misgivings. I'm sure you were confused when she probably kept saying during the breakup that she'd seen all the pictures, but it had to be done. And let's be honest, there's no way she was giving you what you deserve. I saw the videos of you two fucking, and I watched the way she just suck on the tip of your cock like she was fucking afraid of it. Like, she legitimately didn't even look like she wanted to be there. You deserve somebody who wants your cock more than air. You deserve somebody whose eyes are gonna roll with delight when you fuck the back of their throat. You deserve somebody who cleans the cum and slobber from your balls after they're done worshiping that gift from God between your legs. You deserve better. So after she was out of the picture, I started taking interviews for jobs in your city. It all worked out pretty well, too. Like, I've been living in town for a few months now. It's been getting to you. That's always been the struggle. Like, come on. I didn't want to have to resort to calling you 30 times a day. I made a Tinder account and tried for weeks to get you to match with me. I've gone into your work a couple of times, but somebody else always ends up helping me first, and then I just get so jealous when I see you helping literally anybody but me from just the corner of my eye. I want to crawl up to your feet and lay around them and just destroy anyone who gets too close. I followed you around for a while after that too, hoping that the moment for a perfect meet cute might happen, that we'd bump into each other in the doorway of a coffee shop, and I'd lose my balance, and you'd catch me, and our eyes would lock, and you'd recognize me, and your smile would just explode, and I'd finally get to hear you call me Navi again. But it was never right. There's just like, there's always an audience. There's other people around. There's someone else to steal or share the moment that's meant just for us. You deserve perfect, and it's never been perfect enough. And you have no idea how frustrating that is. Being so close to you again has left me so needy. all of the time, like knowing that once more I might be breathing the same air as you, that you, part of you, is finally inside me again. Seeing you get into your car in the morning or watching you make dinner through the kitchen window, it's just, I see you and I need you and I can't have you, and that is the closest I've ever felt to wanting to die. I need to admit something. You're gonna be so mad, but I don't want to lie to you. I'm so sorry, but I have slept with a couple of other guys since I moved here lately. I keep trying so hard to fuck guys with your name because it's the only thing I know how to moan anymore. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? What do you want from me? Like, what would it take? I swear, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Don't you want me to be your little fuck doll? Your precious little fairy, a tiny and adoring toy for you to use and Phil, I was made for your cock, I swear it. Like a perfect fit, a pussy and a mouth and an ass and hands that are meant for you. I was made to make you come. I need to make you come. I do anything to make you come. And let you choke me until I pass out. That's okay. I don't have to be conscious to be useful to you. You can fuck my ass until I scream. You can beat me until I cry. You can humiliate me until I am broken. But I'll never ask you to stop. I'll smile and thank you for finally, finally letting me please you, for letting me do the only thing I've ever wanted to do. I want the taste of your cum in my mouth. Always. I want to take every bit of you and drink every drop of you, and then I want to kiss every inch of your legs and your hips and your chest. These tiny prayers to the God that graced me with this cock. I want to be your apostle, your prophet, your toy, your muse, your love, just your Navi again. When I crawl in bed at night and fuck myself to sleep, it's you in my ear every time. Your voice telling me to bury my fingers in my dripping cunt. Your voice demanding I lick them clean or gag on them or choke on them, moan around them. Your voice telling me to come. You're so ingrained in my mind, etched in my brain, deep where only soulmates can belong. We're meant to be together, and time robbed that from us. I have put every ounce of myself into fixing that for years now, and I'm not going to let anything stop me, not even you. Maybe I just need to show you in person.